Diamond for diamond, no one compares with Mervis. At Mervis Diamond Importers, our natural diamonds come straight from the mines in Africa, and our mermaid lab-grown diamonds beat all others for quality and value. Come view our brilliant diamonds, both natural and lab-grown. Mervis diamonds are so bright and full of fire, they will blow you away. So will the affordable prices. Our diamonds may steal your heart, but not your wallet. See our mermaid lab-grown diamonds and learn how to get a larger diamond for less. You can get a bigger mermaid lab-grown diamonds than you ever thought possible. And with Mervis financing, you can enjoy up to 5 years to pay with zero interest. Our generous full-value trader policy and our lifetime warranty program easily make Mervis your first choice. When you mount a world-class Mervis diamond into a designer ring from our huge collection, there is no equal. Mervis Diamond Importers. For an appointment, call 800-HER-LOVE or go to mervisdiamond.com. Again, that's 800-HER-LOVE or go to mervisdiamond.com.
Hello and welcome to Film Companion. You've tuned in to the latest film review with Anupama Chopra. To catch more of what we do, visit us on www.filmcompanion.in.
In an interview, Ayush Sharma said that originally he wasn't keen to have his brother-in-law Salman Khan as a co-star in his second film, Antim, The Final Truth. He was worried that, you know, he may not be able to match the hysteria of the superstar, or that Salman's inclusion might spark the nepotism debate. What Ayush should have been concerned about is how Salman's presence might torpedo a perfectly good story. Because Salman Khan no longer serves the narrative has to serve Salman Khan. Antim is a remake of the 2018 Marathi film Mulshi Pattern. Written and directed by Praveen Vittal Targe, Mulshi Pattern is a violent, affecting story of one family's displacement and loss. Praveen, aided by a stellar performance by lead actor Om Bhutkar, constructed an eloquent portrait of the downside of urbanization. The plight of farmers who are forced to sell their land for a pittance and then move from the village to the cities, and the rise of crime. Mulshi Pattern had its overwrought moments. The film is framed as a chase with a story of why this man is running for his life being told in flashbacks, but it seeds with rage and the tragedy hits hard. Mahesh Manjrekar played a small role in that film. He reprises the same role in this one. But what he and co-screenplay and dialogue writers Abhijit Deshpande and Siddharth Salvi do is Bollywoodize the story, and not in a good way. To begin with, a staggeringly loud BGM is added, almost as though the makers don't trust the material to have an impact on its own. The tweaks they make in the story, like the addition of an out-of-wedlock pregnancy, are wholly unnecessary. But the fatal flaw is that they keep interrupting their main narrative, which is the story of a young man named Rahul who moves from the village to the city and becomes a don to shore up their star attraction. Salman plays a cop named Rajveer, who orchestrates ways to pit the various criminal factions in Pune against each other. Eventually, the bad guys destroy themselves. Incidentally, if you want to see a far superior version of this, do catch the Kannada film Garuda Gamana Vrishabha Vahana. In Mulshi Pattern, the cop character is played by Upendra Limai. The character is pivotal, but he never overshadows the proceedings. But Antim must pay homage to the altar of Salman. So the actor gets ample slow-motion treatment, fight scenes which establish his prowess, and even the requisite shirtless sequence. Rajveer is a sardar, so there is one fight during which he uses his kada as a weapon. In another scene, he uses his pagri to cover a woman who's been raped. And then, of course, there are lines like, Jis din ae sardar di hategi, sab di phate.
Michael J. for Hope for the Warriors. Started back in 06 at Camp Lejeune, military families witnessing the effects of war on their loved ones. Now, almost 20 years later, they've aided over 53,000 service members, veterans, and families with confidential, high-quality behavioral health care services at little or no cost. To post-9/11 vets and their families, over 91% of every dollar donated goes directly to the programs. If you're as concerned about our heroes as I am, go to hopeforthewarriors.org.
Worst of all, unlike the original, here Rajveer indiscriminately murders bad guys, including a political leader. Which made me wonder, why bother with all this plotting to get criminals to kill criminals? He could have just done a Rambo act and finished them all. Antim works as long as the film hews closely to Mulshi Pattern. Like Vijay in Diwar, Rahul discovers that ultimately crime doesn't pay. Just like Vijay's mother was the moral center in that film, Rahul's family is the moral center in this one. The scenes in which he attempts to woo them over with his money and power are moving. Mahesh also closely follows Praveen's template of overhead shots of the vast vegetable market where much of the action is located. But the power the film accumulates is dissipated by unnecessary detours like a romantic number between Rahul and T-cell Amanda, who he falls in love with. Or a conversation between Rajveer and Rahul which takes place while Rahul is doing upper body training. I'm not kidding you, he's throwing these punchy lines while he works on his chest. Praveen didn't bother establishing the physical prowess of his hero because he was more interested in exploring the ways in which a corrupt system, poverty and violence slowly push a man over the edge. In Mulshi pattern, Rahul becomes an unhinged killer. The title refers to the way in which he hacks people to death. Ayush doesn't have the acting chops to match Om, but he works hard to present himself in a new light and eradicate any memory of his insipid launch 3 years ago with Love Yatri. The varying shades of bronzer and permanently raised eyebrows do get in the way, but he does pretty decently. The trouble is that the film, already shouldering the burden of Salman, soon dissipates into a head-swirling saga of guns and goons. The human cost of development, which was the key idea in Mulshi pattern, is drowned out. At 142 minutes, Antim the Final Truth also becomes a test of patience. I will say that Antim the Final Truth is leagues ahead of Salman's last few films like Radhe or Dabang 3, but that is a pretty low bar. You can watch Antim at a theater near you. Please wear a mask.
If you liked what you just tuned into, then subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, Stitcher and Radio Public. You can now also follow Film Companion on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook and YouTube.